Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know, I'm always super excited to dig into the listener submitted topics, and this one is definitely a hot one. Quantum computing.
Yeah, definitely a lot of buzz around quantum computing these days.
Yeah.
And for good reason. It really does feel like we're on the cusp of a new technological era.
For sure. You know, I've gotten a ton of articles and links from all of you about this, and especially with the UK opening its first quantum computing hub, it feels like things are really heating up. I'm so ready to unpack all of this with you, but first, where do we even begin? Like, what makes quantum computing so different from the computers we use every day? What makes it so revolutionary?
Well, let's start with a thought experiment. Uh-huh. Imagine you're trying to model a complex molecule, like a protein, for example.
Okay.
Now, a classical computer would really struggle with this because it has to go through each possible configuration one by one. It's like trying to solve a giant jigsaw puzzle, but you can only try one piece at a time.
Right. Yeah, that would take forever.
Exactly. It's incredibly inefficient. And that's where quantum computing steps in. Classical computers use bits, which are like tiny switches, right? Either on or off one or zero. But quantum computers use qubits.
Qubits?
Yeah. And these qubits can be both 1 and 0 at the same time.
Whoa, hold on. How is that even possible?
It's all thanks to the mind-bending principle of superposition, which is one of the fundamental principles of quantum mechanics.
Okay. Superposition.
Yeah. So think of it like this. A qubit in superposition is like a coin spinning in the air.
Okay.
It's both heads and tails at the same time until you stop it and measure it.
So instead of just being one or the other, it's exploring both possibilities at once.
Exactly. And that's what gives quantum computers their incredible power. Instead of that single lane road with one car at a time, it's like having a highway with millions of lanes all running in parallel.
Okay, now that is a serious upgrade. But how does this actually translate to solving real-world problems?
Well, let's go back to that protein molecule example. A quantum computer could simulate its behavior with incredible accuracy, which would allow us to design new drugs and materials with a level of precision that's just not possible with classical computers.
So we're not just talking about speed here. We're talking about opening up entirely new avenues for scientific discovery.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't stop there. Quantum computers could revolutionize fields like logistics and finance by optimizing incredibly complex systems. You could find the most efficient routes for deliveries or the best strategies for investments.
So this is potentially impacting every corner of the world, not just research labs.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the potential for creating entirely new industries and jobs that we can't even imagine right now. Just like the internet did.
It's like we're standing on the edge of a new technological revolution.
It really does feel that way.
But it all sounds so theoretical. How do we actually harness this power? I mean, where does entanglement come in? You mentioned that before.
Yes. Entanglement. That's where things get even more interesting. So imagine you have these qubits, each exploring all these possibilities simultaneously. Now, with entanglement, these qubits become linked.
Okay.
They're connected in a way that allows them to communicate instantly, regardless of distance.
Wow, so they're like telepathic qubits?
It's almost like that. They share a kind of secret language that lets them coordinate their actions.
So the more entangled qubits you have, the more powerful the computer becomes.
Exactly. A quantum computer with even a relatively small number of entangled qubits could outperform the most powerful supercomputers we have today.
That's incredible. So we're talking about exponential leaps in computing power.
Absolutely. And it's this interconnectedness that really sets quantum computing apart.
Okay, now I'm starting to grasp the scale of what we're dealing with here, but it still sounds very abstract and futuristic. When will we actually see quantum computers solving real-world problems? What kind of timeline are we looking at?
Well, it's important to remember that we're still in the very early stages of this technology. It's like we've just discovered a new continent and we're still mapping out its vast uncharted territory.
So we've got the basic tools, but we're still figuring out how to use them.
Exactly. And that's what makes this field so exciting. There's so much potential waiting to be unlocked.
I can't wait to dig deeper into what that potential looks like. But first, I think we need to take a closer look at some of the challenges that researchers are facing in developing this technology. What are the big hurdles that are standing in the way of widespread quantum computing?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is scalability. Building quantum computers with millions or even billions of qubits is a monumental task. It requires incredible precision and control.
Yeah, I can imagine it's not as simple as just adding more qubits.
Definitely not. And then there's the issue of decoherence, which is basically the tendency for qubits to lose their quantum properties over time. It's like trying to build a sandcastle on a windy beach.
So these qubits are very delicate and need to be carefully protected.
Exactly. They need to be isolated from any kind of environmental disturbance, which is one of the reasons why quantum computers are so difficult and expensive to build.
So it sounds like we're still a long way from having quantum computers in our homes and offices.
Yeah, that's probably a few decades away. For now, quantum computing is mainly confined to research labs and specialized facilities.
Okay. So while we might not be using quantum computers to check our email anytime soon, it sounds like the potential impact of this technology is enormous. It's really mind-blowing to think about all the possibilities.
It truly is. And it's only a matter of time before we start to see those possibilities become reality.
I'm definitely eager to see what the future holds for quantum computing. But for now, let's dive a little deeper into some of the specific applications that are getting people excited. What are some of the areas where quantum computing could have the biggest impact in the near future?
Well, one area that's generating a lot of buzz is drug discovery. As we discussed earlier, quantum computers could be used to simulate the behavior of molecules with incredible accuracy, which could lead to the development of new drugs and therapies at an unprecedented pace.
That's incredible. So we could be talking about potentially life-saving breakthroughs.
Absolutely. And it's not just about developing new drugs. Quantum computers could also help us understand existing drugs better and identify potential side effects more effectively.
So it's about improving the entire drug development process.
Exactly. And then there's the field of materials. Science. Quantum computers could help us design new materials with specific properties that are tailored for particular applications.
So we could see everything from lighter and stronger building materials to more efficient solar panels.
Precisely. The possibilities are really endless.
Okay, so we've got drug discovery materials, science. What else? What are some of the other hot areas for quantum computing applications?
Another area that's really exciting is financial modeling. Quantum computers could be used to develop more sophisticated risk management models and optimize investment strategies.
So Wall Street might be getting a quantum upgrade.
It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about artificial intelligence. Quantum computers could accelerate the development of new AI algorithms, leading to breakthroughs in machine learning and natural language processing.
So we could be talking about AI that's not just smarter, but also faster and more efficient.
Exactly. And these are just a few of the many potential applications of quantum computing. As the technology continues to develop, we're likely to see even more innovative uses emerge.
It's truly mind-boggling to think about all the ways that quantum computing could transform our world. But with all this potential comes a lot of responsibility. We need to make sure that this technology is developed and used ethically and for the benefit of all humankind.
I couldn't agree more. It's crucial that we have these conversations now as the technology is still in its early stages.
Absolutely. And speaking of responsibility, one area that's raising some concerns is cybersecurity. We talked a little bit about encryption earlier. How could quantum computing impact our digital security?
Well, as we discussed, quantum computers have the potential to break the encryption methods that we rely on today to protect our data.
So all our online banking, our private communications, everything could become vulnerable.
It's a real concern, and it's something that security experts are taking very seriously.
So what can be done about it? Is there any way to protect ourselves from this potential threat?
Yes, thankfully. There's a lot of research being done on developing new encryption methods that are specifically designed to be resistant to quantum attacks.
So it's like a race against time. Develop quantum-resistant encryption before quantum computers become powerful enough to crack our existing codes.
You could say that. It's a fascinating challenge, and it's driving a lot of innovation in the field of cryptography.
Okay, so while there are definitely some risks associated with quantum computing, it sounds like there are also solutions in the works.
Absolutely. It's important to approach this technology with a balanced perspective, recognizing both the potential risks and rewards.
Well said. I think this has been a fantastic overview of the world of quantum computing. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the basic principles to the potential applications and challenges.
It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating topic with you. Hopefully, our listeners now have a better understanding of what quantum computing is all about and why it's such a big deal.